Welcome to the Anna Boo AI blog in audio. Today, we're talking about something a lot of business owners feel but can't quite name, the hidden cost of running too many disconnected tools. The article is called The Cost of Chaos: Why Disconnected Tools Are Killing Your Business Growth, and it's by Brett Allegory-Wood.
And when Brett says disconnected tools, he means the classic SME setup, doesn't he? A CRM someone picked 5 years ago, a marketing platform bolted on later, a phone system that doesn't talk to either of them, and a spreadsheet somewhere in the middle holding it all together.
Exactly. And the article's argument is that this patchwork may have worked when the business was smaller, but as customer expectations rise and competition picks up, the hidden costs become impossible to ignore.
What kind of costs? Because I think most owners hear hidden costs and assume it's about software subscriptions adding up.
It's much deeper than that. Brett lists five specific ways the chaos harms growth. Efficiency drains first, manual reconciliation, duplicate data entry, constant context switching. Then customer experience suffers because every interaction can feel like starting over. Third, missed opportunities when cold leads sit untouched. Fourth, marketing spend leaks without unified attribution. And fifth, reporting becomes unreliable.
That last one should worry any executive. You're making budget decisions based on fragmented data and you don't even know it.
Right. And Brett has a very specific example in the article. A multi-location franchise owner seeing rising acquisition costs and longer sales cycles, but unable to work out why. Marketing reports strong lead volume. Sales says the leads are low quality. Support tickets spike after every promotion.
Classic blame loop between marketing and sales.
It is, but the point is that neither team is necessarily wrong. The problem is there's no single record of the customer journey. The data lives in different places, so nobody has the full picture.
So what's the actual fix?
A single source of truth. One platform where customer records, interactions, automation rules, campaign performance, and reputation management all live together. Brett's article is specifically about Anaboo.ai's all-in-one CRM, which is built for SMEs and franchises.
Walk me through what that actually includes, because all-in-one can mean very different things.
Fair point. The article covers voice bots and conversation bots that can book appointments, answer FAQs, and hand off to a human with the full conversation history already attached. Sales bots that push follow-up sequences and update pipeline stages automatically. And then something called database reactivation bots.
That's the dormant contacts thing.
Yes. Brett describes dormant contacts as a goldmine when handled correctly. These bots engage inactive customers with personalized outreach and pull them back into the pipeline with minimal human effort. Think about how many contacts most businesses have collected over the years and never followed up on.
And the bots are there to augment the sales team, not replace them. They're doing the admin so the salespeople can focus on the conversations that actually close.
That's exactly it. And for franchise networks specifically, Brett covers reputation management too. Bots that request reviews after the right interaction, monitor sentiment across channels, and surface negative feedback quickly. That matters for local SEO and foot traffic.
Now, here's the skeptical question. How long does something like this actually take to get running? Because every time someone says integrated platform, I assume a 6-month project and a consultant invoice.
Brett addresses this head on. He calls it one of the biggest myths about enterprise-level CRM. The article says most organizations can go live in weeks, not months, because of pre-built templates, ready-made funnels, and connectors to popular tools. And the platform is designed to be configured in-house.
Weeks is a very different conversation from months. That changes the calculation considerably.
It does, and the cost picture shifts too. Consolidating tools cuts duplicate subscription fees and the labor costs that come with maintaining integrations between separate systems. Training is more focused because staff are learning one platform, not five.
The article also mentions role-based access and location-specific automation for franchises. So the franchisor keeps brand consistency at the top, while individual franchisees still have autonomy where it matters.
Centralized reporting at the group level, local flexibility underneath, and centralized dashboards mean executives can see pipeline health, marketing ROI, and customer satisfaction in one place, rather than pulling reports from four different systems.
All right, if someone's listening and recognizing their own business and what we've described, the blame loop, the leaky marketing spend, the dormant contacts going nowhere, what's the one thing to do this week?
Map it. Sit down and list every tool your business currently uses to manage a customer interaction, from first contact all the way through to repeat purchase. When you can see the full list in one place, the gaps become obvious.
For me, I'd say look at your dormant contacts. If you've got customers who haven't bought in 12 months or more, that list is sitting there doing nothing. It's the quickest place to see whether better follow-up would actually change your numbers.
The full article is at anaboo.ai. It goes into much more detail on the specific capabilities and how to manage the transition without disrupting your day-to-day operations. And if you want to work out whether this applies to your business specifically, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
worth doing. We'll see you next time.